B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I want A plus English.
Hello and welcome to A plus English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
And we're talking about one of my favorite things today.
What is your favorite thing?
It is fashion.
Oh, fashion.
I think it's one of your favorites too.
Yeah, you're right.
I can tell. We both love shopping. But, warm up question. What is your favorite thing to wear?
And why do I love it?
And why do you love it? Exactly.
So I like to wear blazers.
Blazers.
But I'm not wearing a blazer today.
Right, this isn't a blazer.
I'm wearing a denim jacket, which is my favorite too. And sometimes I like to wear jeans. So how can we dress smart?
And
what's your favorite style?
My favorite style? I think I have lots of favorite styles. I like a lot of second-hand clothes. That's 二手衣服.
二手的衣服.
So I like going to a lot of like old stores and looking around and seeing what I think is interesting. And also, I really like basics. And that is actually something we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
Basic normally means 基本, doesn't it?
基本的衣服你要有, 这样才可以随意的做搭配。
Right, so we have like nice simple colors and we can use them with lots of different things.
And mix and match.
But how do we use these to dress smart? Let's find out in today's article.
Dress smart with these clever clothes tips. Warm-up question. What is your favorite thing to wear? Why do you love it?
Oh no! Is it spring already? The weather is getting warmer, but now you need new clothes, right? Wrong! With these choices, you can look cool all year round. Something white. White clothes are never boring. A white t-shirt makes every jacket look great. What's more, a pair of white sneakers adds a cool touch to any outfit. Denim. Denim is our favorite material. It's casual, it's comfortable, and it always looks good. Anything in denim looks great. Make sure you have a blue denim jacket, too. It's a great piece to have in your closet.
Choice. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples. Boring. George's science class was really boring, and he soon started sleeping. Sneakers. Tracy put the sneakers on her feet and ran outside to play basketball. Comfortable. This sweater is very comfortable, so I wear it all the time.
Outfit. Denim. Material. casual.
Okay, so today's article starts with a problem. It says, oh no, is it spring already?
已经春天了吗? And yes, it is spring already. It's not cold anymore.
Why is that a problem? I like the warm weather.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the article says, the weather is getting warmer, but now you need new clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I should go shopping.
Yeah, that's when you go shopping. What we also saw right there at the end of the question, we put that at the end of a sentence when we want the other person to tell us if what we said is correct.
Mm-hmm.
We are asking for confirmation. So think of it like 对吧 or 是吧
对吧、mm-hmm. 是吧 right、
mm-hmm.
那今天一开始的文章就问我们啦天气越来越暖和了你也需要新的衣服对吧 Yes, I do need new clothes、
mm-hmm. Right, you need to go shopping? Wrong, the article says、
hmm.
With these choices, you can look cool all year round.
So that means I don't have to go shopping
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go shopping if you have these choices.
Okay, but、mm-hmm. we'll take a look at the choices、mm-hmm. later, right? 我们先看到一个字是 with, W-I-T-H, 它是一个介系词它是一个 preposition, 这边解释为有。所以呢这边说有一些选择给我们。那、mm-hmm. what about the word choice, 选择我们再请 Seb 告诉我们多一点关于它的意思。
Right, choice, which is a noun,、mm-hmm. and it's spelled C-H-O-I-C-E, choice.Okay, think about this. Your mom takes you out for ice cream one day. You get to the store and there are two flavors. One is chocolate and the other is strawberry. In other words, you have two choices. You can have chocolate or strawberry. See what choices are now? That's right. They're the things that you decide between. We say we make a choice when we decide which one we want.We could also say that we make a decision, too. The verb form of choice is choose, C-H-O-O-S-E. So when we say that we choose between two choices, we are making a decision between them. We could also say that we pick between them, too. Here's an example of that. There were so many choices on the menu that Claire didn't know which one to pick.And here is another example sentence, this time using choice. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples.
Choice 这个名词呢代表选择那它的动词形式呢是 choose, C-H-O-O-S-E, you choose something, 你选择某个东西。那例句说呢这里的水果市场提供许多的选择有草莓、香蕉和苹果。那回到文章呢我们说到有了这些选择之后 with all these choices, 你整年都可以看起来很有型。整年、mm-hmm. 全年怎么说呢我们用一个片语 all year round.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got our first choice now. In this article, we have four different kinds of clothes we're going to be looking at.、
Mm-hmm.
And the first choice is something white.
白色的单品。Mm-hmm. 那我们还看到 something, 这个叫做某物。Something white 就是只要是白色的某个东西都可以。Mm-hmm. 那再来呢还有 anything,或是 nothing 也可以放在这边 anything 代表任何东西 nothing 代表没有东西后面都可以加一个形容词 for example, something sweet 那就是甜甜的某个东西
Right, exactly It kind of reminds me of an old saying in English we have、mm-hmm. for weddings、
mm-hmm.
It's all about the、oh. things that a bride should wear
Yes,、yeah, something
I think you know this.
old
Right, something old something new、
mm-hmm.
something borrowed and something
blue
Exactly
Right.
So those are four things that you wearduring a wedding.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article says white clothes are never boring. But what does boring mean? Boring is an adjective and it's spelled B-O-R-I-N-G. Boring. Let's check it out. When something is boring, it doesn't interest us. You might have a class at school that you think is boring. When you're in it, it might make you want to fall asleep. You don't think it's interesting at all.We could also say that you find this class boring. Here we're not using find to mean 找到. Instead, it means that you think the class is a certain way. Just like if you like the class, you might say that you find it interesting. Like this example. I find swimming class really fun. Or, I find Mr. Simpson really funny. Now, one last thing here. Boring is one of a group of adjectives that ends in ing, like interesting, exciting, and some other words. All of these adjectives have another form that ends in ed as well. So, for example, boring turns into bored. Now, when we put ed at the end instead of ing, we mean that that is how you feel rather than what the thing is like. So, an interesting subject makes us interested. We feel interested when we are in a fun and interesting class. See how that works? Okay, let's look at an example sentence for boring now. George's science class was really boring, and he soon started sleeping. George's science class was really boring, and he soon started sleeping.
Boring 这个形容词呢代表乏味的令人厌烦的 So you can say the movie is boring 电影令你觉得很无聊或者是 the novel is boring 小说令你觉得无聊或是 the person is boring 代表那个人令你觉得无聊哦那例句说呢 George 的科学课非常无聊于是他就睡着了、那另外刚刚 Seb 有提到的如果你要说你感到无聊记得不要用 boring 我们要用的是 bored、这个形容词 So you can say I feel bored 或是 I'm bored, 我感到无聊。那文章说白色的衣服永远不会令人觉得无聊。I like white clothes and I like black ones as well. What about you?
Well, I think you always need white clothes and black clothes because they go with everything.
Yes.
But I think my favorite color is probably navy blue.
Oh, navy blue.
It's a color that I think looks really good on me and it goes with lots of things. So if I buy something in dark blue, navy blue, then it goes with everything.
Right.
So let's get back to the article now. A white t-shirt makes every jacket look great. Right, that's very true.
Are you wearing a white t-shirt right now?
I am wearing a white t-shirt.
Under the sweater.
Yes, but it's, you know, it's still winter in this video.
So you need to keep yourself warm. Right. 那这边说到呢，带一件白色的 t-shirt 在里面。每一件夹克外套都会看起来是好看的。So I'm wearing a jacket, but I'm not wearing a white t-shirt.
Exactly. But you could wear other white things too, because there's lots of uses for white clothes. The article says, what's more, a pair of white sneakers adds a cool touch to any outfit. We saw there what's more as well, and that's when we're just adding another reason to something. So I like Elsie's jacket. What's more, I like her hat. So there's two things.
所以带出更多的资讯用 what's more 还有。
But that's not the really important word in this sentence. What we're looking at here is sneakers, which is a plural noun. It's always plural. And it's spelled S-N-E-A-K-E-R-S. Sneakers. Sneakers are casual shoes.It's actually kind of like this one that I'm wearing now. So we wear them when we do sport or when we're hanging out with friends or anything else that isn't really formal. Normally, sneakers will have laces, which are these long strings here. And when you put on your sneakers, you tie your laces. That way, you won't trip over them. We also have other words for sneakers too. If you're in the UK, then you won't call your sneakers sneakers. We'll call these trainers. That's because we train or do exercises and sport with them. Those aren't the only kind of shoes that we can wear though. We could also wear high heels, which is a shoe that you normally see women wearing, which has a very tall bit at the back that lifts you up and makes you taller. We could also wear dress shoes, which are formal shoes that men and women wear, which are normally made from leather.And you have to tie up laces for them as well. And lastly, if you're walking around your house, maybe just before bed, you might be wearing slippers. And these are shoes that we wear inside so we don't get our feet dirty. Now, here's an example sentence for sneakers. Tracy put the sneakers on her feet and ran outside to play basketball. Tracy put the sneakers on her feet and ran outside to play basketball.
Sneakers 代表就是运动鞋啦。那一双运动鞋我们可以用 pair 这个单位 ,a pair of sneakers.、那你穿鞋脱鞋的动作复习一下 ,put on, your sneakers、mm-hmm. or take off your sneakers. 那这句说呢 Tracy 将运动鞋穿到脚上之后呢跑出去打篮球了。那另外在文章里面我们还看到一个单字叫做 outfit. 这个名词呢代表全套的服装。
Mm-hmm.
So this is my outfit and this is yours.
This is my outfit.、
Mm-hmm. 那最后呢我们还看到一个Adds a cool touch. 这边的 touch 当名词用哦，它代表的是点缀或者是修饰。所以文章说呢，还有就是啊，一双白色的运动鞋可以为每套衣服增添酷酷的感觉。
Mm-hmm. I could also say like Elsie's hat is a nice touch to her outfit. Okay, on next type of clothes now, denim.
牛仔布。Just like this.
The most important material. In fact, the article says, denim is our favorite material.
Mm-hmm. 丹宁呢是我们最喜欢的布料。我们这边的布料用哪个单字来表示呢？我们用 material.
Mm-hmm. All clothes are made out of materials. So what other materials can we wear? It's not all denim, is it?
Right. Cotton?
Cotton, right. So my t-shirt, for example, is made out of cotton.
It's a
soft, exactly, 棉花.
What else?
Wool as well. I'm wearing wool as well.
That's 羊毛.
That's a thicker, warmer kind of material. And lastly, silk.
Oh, 丝绸.
Very fancy, shiny and soft.
It's very romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For very formal things. You might have a silk scarf, for example. Mm-hmm.Okay, let's get on with the article. Denim here, it's casual, it's comfortable, and it always looks good. Sorry, it always looks good. Mm-hmm. So we have our fourth word power there, comfortable, which is an adjective, and it's spelled C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Comfortable. When something is comfortable, it feels good to wear it, or it feels nice when you touch it.Think about a nice warm sweater or the sheets on your bed. Both of these are probably really comfortable, aren't they? When you put on your sweater or lie down in your bed, you feel the soft material and it makes you feel nice. We could also use comfortable to mean something that makes you feel very nice, happy, or not nervous. You might hear people saying that they feel very comfortable talking to a large group of people.That means they don't feel scared of doing it. They're okay when they talk to a large group of people. So what do we call someone who doesn't feel comfortable? Well, that's very easy. We add a un to the front of uncomfortable, to comfortable, and we get uncomfortable, which means someone who doesn't feel good. So for example, what you said to Emma made her feel uncomfortable.We can do this with other adjectives too, like happy or interested. All we have to do is put un at the beginning of the word, and it means not happy, unhappy, or not interested, uninterested. So here's an example sentence for comfortable now. This sweater is very comfortable, so I wear it all the time. This sweater is very comfortable, so I wear it all the time.
Comfortable 这个形容词呢代表穿起来舒适的。那例句说呢这件毛衣非常舒适所以我总是穿着它。那回到文章呢我们说到 denim, 丹宁很休闲又舒适而且不会退流行。
Mm-hmm. Anything in denim looks great. And see, we got looks there. We're not talking about looking and seeing here. When we say something looks great, we think it is great. We're giving an opinion.We could also say that about food, couldn't we? We could say something...
The dish looks great.
It looks great, it looks tasty, it looks delicious.
再来呢,我们说到丹宁布料可以让任何衣服都好看。
Make sure you have a blue denim jacket too.
所以你最好要有一件跟我一样的丹宁外套 a denim jacket.
You need one. Everyone needs one. They go with everything. That's what the article says. It's a great piece to have in your closet. And remember, closet is a big piece of furniture that you put your clothes in. We could also say in the UK, wardrobe as well, or even a walk-in wardrobe, which is basically a room you use as a wardrobe.
Fancy.
Very fancy, yeah.
所以简单来说 closet 或是 wardrobe 就是衣柜的意思啦。那这个它呢代表的是我们的 denim jacket, 它会是衣柜里面一件很棒的衣服。So now I think we have to go to our magic box, and then we'll be back for our review time.
Awesome.
找亮点。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Casey。话说呢，下个月就是一年一度的母亲节了，大家想好送妈妈什么礼物了吗 ？Casey， 我自己的话呢是比较偏好一些比较实用的礼物啦。比起食物啊，或是玩偶之类的，我真的比较喜欢实用的东西。So I guess I'll get something useful for my mom. For example, a new smartphone would be a good choice.但是说来手机实在是有一点小贵，有点买不起。How about something cheaper? 好啦，我等一下再上网去逛一下。先跟大家说了一下，刚刚说的那两句话大家都有听懂吗？刚刚我用了两次 something 后面加上形容词这样的用法，今天就让我们好好来认识一下。说到形容一个人事物，相信大家首先会想到的绝对就是用来修饰名词的形容词，对吧？这很正常也很正确。像是如果我刚刚说一只很贵的手机，那我英文当然可以说 an expensive phone， 或是呢一个实用的礼物，我就可以说 an useful gift。但就像是中文一样，有时候我们是不是很喜欢用一些含糊不清的词来带过？可能是我们没有那么确定，或者是我们想说的事情涵盖范围稍微大一点的时候，我们可能会说，晚餐我想要来一点好吃的。诶，可是是好吃的什么东西？但就这句话来看，只要是好吃的东西都可以被南瓜进来啊。没错哦，所以在英文里面也是一样的状况。如果刚刚那句话我想要用英文来说，那我就可以说 I want to eat something delicious for dinner. Something 这个不定代名词呢，后面加上形容词 delicious， 就可以拿来概括所有好吃的东西。相似的例子再来举一个，我姐说她这周末想要去一个刺激的地方，那前面的不定代名词我就会改成 somewhere， 代表是某处这样的意思。后面呢再加上形容词 exciting， 整句话就会变成 My sister wants to go somewhere exciting。 类似的代名词呢还有 nothing 没有东西， someone 某一个人， everything 每个东西等等。接下来该你造句啦，该怎么用不定代名词加上形容词的用法来说现在电视上没有什么有趣的节目？休息过后大家马上揭晓啦，拜拜。
The answer is, there's nothing interesting on TV right now. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so we have a new game today for our review time.
I love new games.
See, we're ready. We've got our whiteboards.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, we're going to be playing a game called Hidden Gems.
隐藏的宝石，这要怎么玩呢？
Well, with hidden gems, we take a long word, mm-hmm. and we look for smaller words inside it. So, for example, if we have the word boring, mm-hmm. we're going to write down lists of all the words we can see inside the word boring.
So, like ring?
Yes, so ring is inside the word boring. You can't change the order of the words. You have mm-hmm. to use the same order as it's spelt. But if you can find a word mm-hmm. that no one else has, then you get more points, okay?
Okay.
We're going to write a list of the words that we can find.
All right. So which word
are we using?
And then
we'll show them at the same time. So let's use comfortable. Comfortable is the longest word.
All right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to first write down a list of all the words we can think of.
Okay.
And then we'll get 1 point for every word that more than one person has. So if for boring I wrote ring and you wrote ring,
1 point.
We get 1 point. If I wrote or, which is another word, but you didn't write or, then I get 3 points.
You
get an extra 2 points if you write down a special word.
Okay.
So you guys can play along with this one too. Let's see what we can find in comfortable. There's a lot of words in this, actually, aren't there? I think I've found all of the ones I can use now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show our students what
there
we wrote.
There we go.
The first one I wrote, table.
Table. Okay, I didn't get table.
So, I got 3 points.
You get 3 points.
Okay. And the next one I wrote down, tab.
Tab. I didn't get tab either.
3 points again for me.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to win this. Comfort, did you get comfort?
Yep.
Okay,、
comfort.
So we both get 1 point for one comfort.
1 point.
Okay.
And the last one I wrote down, fort.
Fort. I got fort too.
So 1 point.
And then I got 3 points too for four.
Oh.
And
oh, or and four.
Yeah, four and or. So we、got the same amount actually.
I got 8 points.
I got 8 too.
Yay!
How many did you guys get?
It's a tie.
Did you guys beat us? Because、there's more words in there. We could have got able as well. That's another word in there.
Oh, able,、yeah. I didn't think of that.
Okay, so you guys total up your points now. See who's the best one in the class. And we will join you tomorrow for more fashion basics that you can wear. For A Plus English, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Dress smart with these clever clothes tips.Warm-up question. What is your favorite thing to wear? Why do you love it?
Oh no! Is it spring already? The weather is getting warmer, but now you need new clothes, right? Wrong! With these choices, you can look cool all year round. Something white. White clothes are never boring.A white t-shirt makes every jacket look great. What's more, a pair of white sneakers adds a cool touch to any outfit. Denim. Denim is our favorite material. It's casual, it's comfortable, and it always looks good. Anything in denim looks great. Make sure you have a blue denim jacket, too. It's a great piece to have in your closet.Choice, choice. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples. The fruit market here has lots of choices, like strawberries, bananas, and apples. Boring, boring.George's science class was really boring, and he soon started sleeping. George's science class was really boring, and he soon started sleeping. Sneakers. Sneakers. Tracy put the sneakers on her feet and ran outside to play basketball.Tracy put the sneakers on her feet and ran outside to play basketball. Comfortable. Comfortable. This sweater is very comfortable, so I wear it all the time. This sweater is very comfortable, so I wear it all the time.
认识字汇
Outfit, denim, material, casual.